Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, the streets is talking. Who gonna be driving a choke truck on Monday, man? Let's go.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know.
Look,
if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining it. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I plan to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets is talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
First murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up watching snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking
for a talk show with a twist of hip hop. Oh man, we coming to you live, man. You know it's the end of the month. It's Friday. It's Frenzy. It's cut day. You know, we're going to see who's going to be driving tow trucks and Dorito trucks on Monday morning. Did Michael Sam make the cut? Well, he might get cut from the Rams, but did he make it? Is he going to stick in the league? We got a lot going on, but before we get to hollering about what's going on in the streets, man, I got to say what's up to my co-host, man, and my cellmate, super producer. What the deal, T-Row?
Hey now. What's going on, man? What's up to the world? What's up with everybody checking us out on the web? What's up with the WWDO radio? It's time to get it all into effect, man. Man, L Boogie, we got some things to talk about. Your boy Josh Gordon, the season. Oh, my goodness. Aldon Smith, 9 games. Oh, my goodness. How we gonna start the league off like this, L Boogie? No rookie quarterbacks to start this season? What is going on? I know it's a lot to talk about, man. And I'm ready, man. Whenever you want to get, oh, baseball, oh, my goodness. The A's and the Angels playing each other. I love it. Y'all ain't no baseball. Y'all better get to loving it. It's about to be that time, man. It's about to be the best season, best time of the year, man. Every sport going on at one time. Come on, September. Hurry up and get over with, even though you ain't even started yet.
You already know, man. And for Josh Smith, Josh Gordon to sit there and say that he's disappointed with the system, he still has a problem. You know, I don't understand why he would say that. As far as the system failed him, I think he failed himself. You know, I think he failed himself. But two things, man. They got the Roger Goodell rule as well. You know, the Roger Goodell rule. I mean, excuse me, the Ray Rice rule. They just got 6 games on domestic violence. The second one, it's they a lifetime ban. They can try for reinstatement on the second. On the second one, what you think about that, man? Start off with that. Let's go.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, look at this crazy, ain't it? Talking about he got it wrong. Oh, what? Roger Goodell said that? I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. But I'm going to give it up to Roger Goodell for taking the opportunity to say that how he messed up. And I'm telling you, L Boogie, if you thought Peter, the PETA, that's the people with the, you know, that love the dogs, if you think Peter was on the NFL's ass and Roger Goodell on what Michael Vick did, don't you know how many phone calls and tweets and Facebook messages Roger Goodell got over domestic violence in 2 games? Yeah, Boogie. You see how he's stiffing up the penalty. We're going to give you 6 games for the first one. And then we're just going to give you a lifetime ban on the second one. I mean, how extreme is that, L Boogie?
Yeah, man, I think it's real frenzy. A lot of things that, you know, that transpired, man, it's ugly for that for those guys now, you know. But I still have to say that, you know, I will have to say he took ownership of the trial and error. You know, we in the streets, man. You hear it. Somebody trying to steal something, man. It's going frenzy out here, man. It's frenzy. Go ahead, bro.
Well, somebody don't know how to work the clip into the car.
Man.
L Boogie, I heard you talk about Michael Sam. Did Michael Sam make the cut, L Boogie? Is he still on the roster, or did they cut him today?
As we know right now, it hasn't been official. But Michael Sam is still on the roster. But, you know, the streets is talking.
What?
People aren't really, you know, they saying he should be
it's right here.
There's people are saying he should be cut. But, you know what I mean? It fell. Yeah, it was never he's a motor. But effort doesn't win you ball games.
True.
You know, effort doesn't win you ball games. You got to be able to be talented and play, get rid of blockers and make plays, man. So I don't think he's going to make it. He might can fit with someone else who needs a speed rusher. I'm not saying he won't make it, but he won't make it for the Rams.
Now, L Boogie, it says that the Rams, they got 5 more cuts to make before next Thursday. So that means he's still on the roster till like, what, Tuesday? Because if you wanted the team, you'd probably be traveling on Wednesday if you play away. Do you think he makes the – oh, you said he's not going to make the team. What team do you think will pick up Michael Sam from after seeing what he has done in the preseason so far?
Man, it can be anyone who thinks that, you know, it could be the Raiders. It could be the Jets. It could be anybody that thinks that they need a pass rusher because guys get hurt. If he doesn't get picked up now on a practice team, he's somebody to pick him up because, you know, the sniper get guys, man. You know what I'm saying? So when somebody gets hurt, you know what I mean? So when somebody gets hurt, you know, he might be the next man up. You know, so not knocking what, you know what I'm saying? I wish no hurt on anyone. You know what I mean? But when you are very, very it happens. It's NFL. So when you look at it, he was auditioning. You know what I mean? So exactly. Who knows? But I mean, it's still the fine line between, you know what I'm saying, the off-the-field situation. Yes, they know if he can play, but who knows if the majority of the locker room can't accept it.
Right. And I'm with you, L Boogie. The whole time right now, he's been auditioning to other teams, even though he was drafted by the Rams. I don't know if he makes that cut either, L Boogie. I know that there's about five more left cuts that need to be made, and I don't know if he makes that final roster. But I will say this. I'm like you, Oakland, or maybe I was thinking San Francisco. He has to go somewhere where he's going to be accepted in the community, L Boogie, because we know people can get crazy out there. And when I mean people, I mean the fans. If you're a big fan and then all of a sudden your favorite team decides to sign this guy and you know, you have your opinions about him, you know, I think that he needs to go somewhere where that community will accept him just as much as the team. So, I mean, I don't know too – I know of, you know, that Bay Area that does it like that. And, the St. Louis area is kind of like that as well. So you got to get him somewhere where he's going to be comfortable, not, you know, having a fear for his life every time he go on the field just because the fans are not accepting of what the organization has done to get him on the team. So, I wish him good luck, and I'm like you. The sniper is just inevitable, man. The dude shows up early for the season, L Boogie. So somebody is definitely going to get hurt. They're going to be in need of a pass rusher. And I just hope it's a team that the community can accept him, you know what I'm saying, as well as the team. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. And you made a great point with the community, man, because we in the streets. And what do you think about the Odin Smith, man, you know, from San Francisco? You think that was, you know, too much or sufficient?
See, I'm glad you asked me that, old Boogie, because here we go again with Roger Goodell trying to stick it to the man. I mean, I just don't understand Roger Goodell's, you know, how he comes up with how long the suspensions are going to be. I mean, once again, I just compare it to Ray Rice. Everything's on camera. You got evidence, and you give him two games. And now I know Alden Smith has had his troubles, but I don't think nine games was justified, L Boogie. Yeah, at least, I mean, start off with six and let the guy appeal. I know he wouldn't appeal due to the fact that he probably going to own up to what has happened. But, I mean, yeah, he put himself in a bad situation, L Boogie, and now he let Roger Goodell. When you leave the decision up to Roger Goodell, L Boogie, it kind of, man, he can hurt you. You know what I mean? Because Alden Smith actually going to lose about $1.2 million of the $2.3.5 million that he would have got. So that's a lot of money, man, when you can't play and not come back until November. I mean, it's going to be tough. And I hope San Fran can work it out because they haven't looked too good this offseason except for, you know, what they did last week. So, once again, L Boogie, I'm confused by Roger Goodell's decision on how long the suspension was going to be. Nine games, I think it's a little bit much, L Boogie. You think it was enough or you think, you know, he overdid it?
Wow, and the thing about it, though, San Francisco, will that hurt them? I know they got a nice team. I know they got a, you know what I'm saying, they dealt with it last year with him being out a couple games. So, you know what I mean, they got some guys that's going to be with experience. I'm concerned about their offense more so their defense. Is it a distraction? No. Reason being because they knew Auden wasn't going to be there for some portion of the season, but that long, they didn't think that, you know.
Right.
I mean, they didn't think that, you know, 9 games. So,
nine games.
Yeah, so that's a lot of game checks. Roger, with this situation, and see, this is not a collective bargaining decision when you talk about this one-time offense, 6 games suspension for domestic violence, and then the second one, the lifetime ban. This DUI thing and all that, that's a collective bargaining issue, and it took its course. But for you to, you know, like you said, very inconsistent. He did admit he was wrong with how he handled the Ray Rice situation. Reason why I say he was wrong, Ro, because let's be honest. This is the one sport that you are paid where you can assault someone and get away with it. You're programmed to do that. There's no, I'm not trying to be funny or anything. And I know she fight MMA. But they cannot, man. They cannot fight an NFL ball player for what they do, to try to pick somebody up and move them against their will. Gladiator sport, so to speak. So there's no situation where a woman can win in a fight.
So, they can't win, hell, buddy.
They can't win. That's what they're taught. So, I don't understand it. I'm very, man, it's going to be tough. But I think it's just sending a message to these guys. And you would think that with various other players with their history in the league that you would learn from it. You know what I mean? But guys haven't. These DUIs, man, I mean, they said they have a call service that'll come pick you up wherever you are, you know, if you're intoxicated, for you to, you know, get home or get wherever you need to be. And the people don't take advantage, the players don't take advantage of that. You pay for that in the union. Oh, my goodness, man. It's the streets. For real, you wonder,
access to everything they need and refuse to use it.
And refuse to use it, man. So, I don't know, bro. It hurts me to say that, you know, guys don't really, you know, know how to milk the system. You know, in all aspects of it. So, you know, let's be honest. You deserve those games being suspended.
Yes.
And before we go to the break, because I know we got to talk about, not Josh Gordon, I'm about to speak on him now before we go to the break. But Agent Peterson talking to, you know, Jerry Jones with that tampering, you know what I mean, and a couple more things that's going on in the league. And but, Ro, Josh Gordon, I didn't like the statement that he put out. I want to apologize to the fans of Cleveland, my teammates, and I'm disappointed in the NFL of how they handle it. You know what I mean? We're not even so let's throw that out. Okay, we're not going to talk about the two different samples. One was above, one wasn't. Let's just throw those out. Let's just talk about your DUIs. That's disappointing. Come on.
Just the DUIs alone, LB.
Just the DUIs alone. You got two of them in 2 weekends. I mean, two of them in 2 holiday weekends. Concurrently. Are you kidding me?
Hey, LB, like you said, hey, you knew what was on the table. all the players at some point get an ultimatum. Adam Pac-Man Jones, do you hear me going by Pac-Man anymore? No, you don't. You got to change your ways. Josh Gordon, they about to blackball your ass out the league if you don't get it right, man. The way you came out with your statements, come on, man, you got to take some kind of responsibility. That's all people are looking for nowadays. When you take responsibility, people are willing to give you a second chance. Maybe, hell, even a third chance. But when you want to be a sucker and try to prove, you know, that the NFL did you wrong, you ain't going to never win. You're not going to beat the Shield, Josh Gordon. Come on, man. What the? I don't understand it sometimes, L Boogie. 12 games. Oh, you got the whole season? How many games you get, L Boogie?
16 with no pay.
16 with no pay. That's what you get. That's what you deserve. It was laid out on the table for you. You know what I mean? And look at what you did. Trying to blame it on somebody else. Get you a new circle of friends, big homie.
Man, let's go to the break, but, and I say this, and I don't want any Cleveland Brown fans to get mad at me, but I think that was the best thing for Josh Gordon, man. He needs to get away and get his life together, man. I really do. So prayers and concerns for our man, Josh Gordon, and also Mr. Smith, man, over in San Francisco. So hopefully they can, you know what I'm saying, get their lives together, man. It's T-Row, L-Book, Streets of Talking. 347-855-8896. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Oh, who gonna make it to the show? That's what we do.
Excuse me, Dougie Fresh. Yes. Have you ever seen a show with fellas on the mic with 1 minute rhymes that don't come out right? They bite. They never write. That's not polite. Am I lying? No, you're quite right. But tonight, on the very mic, you're about to hear, we swear, the best star rappers of the year. So, cheerio, yell, scream, bravo. Also, if you didn't know, this is called the show. Ballys on.
No, Rick, I was about to, but I need to shoe home.
Why?
Because your shoes always hurt my soul.
6 minutes, 6 minutes, 6 minutes, Aggie French, you're on. Got this day.
Man, you did it again. Oh, no.
Here we go. Come on. Here we go. Come on. Here we go. Did you miss the show?
No, we didn't.
Why?
No, we didn't.
Why?
No, we didn't.
Well, don't get us wrong. Excuse me, Daggy. Excuse me, Daggy. Excuse me, Daggy, Fresh, you're on.
Producer, cellmate, man. You need to get into the asylum, man. Street 9 to 11. p.m. Eastern Time. Man, there's a lot going on, man. Everybody's concerned about my... What about the other players who were drafted in the 7th round? Who they, you know what I mean? They didn't interview them. Hey. Speaking of... They didn't interview them. They interviewed Johnny Money. And he said, Kenny Money, man. Kenny Football, man. Kenny Hill, man. Boy, Kenny Hill up there in Texas, man. Hey, you heard what your boy, Steve Spurrier said. They outplay this, they outcoach this. Hey, bro, is it the players or is it the system, man? You got to give Mr. Sullivan his due.
Hey, you know, El Boogie, these college teams nowadays get to do a lot as far as preparing during the off season to get ready for this week one. And just like the NFL week one of college football or just the start of the season, it's something so big and so hype that, you know, you never know how it's going to turn out. Do you over-prep your team, up leading up to week one? Or do you have them looking just the way that you need them to look? And by the way that it looks, man, Kevin Sumlin looks like he's going to have Texas A&M trying to, you know, run the SEC. And it's going to be tough because we know when the SEC schedule, you know, when that play begins, it gets tougher. Now, I'm not going to take anything away from how Texas A&M just ran through South Carolina yesterday. But I don't think South Carolina is a number 8 ranked team. I don't think they're a top 10 team. I don't even think they're going to be able to, you know, be a top 10 team. But Texas A&M look real good. And big shout out to Kenny Football. Hey, that's another Texas guy, man. What can I say, man? We just broke quarterbacks in Texas, man. 511 yards his first start. Lord have mercy. They need me back there. Let me throw for about 300 of those. I can get it done. What you think about Kenny Football? You like old Kenny Football and what happened at Texas A&M yesterday beating up on South Carolina the way they did?
Of course it was impressive. They stopped the 18-game home winning streak, and it was against number 19 in the country who was in the SEC, which Texas A&M is in, and I think they were sending a statement to the rest of the conference. You know what I mean? So for him to do that on the road, now it's expectations for him to now he's been really hit a national stage. You know, now they're going to be making sure that they're going to be watching him now. They're going to get all the tape on him now. We're going to see how good he is now, though. You know, he's not a hidden gem. So, but you know, that's what I got to, you know what I'm saying, say. But Ro, before we went to the commercial, though, you know what I'm saying, we had this down. You know, today's Michael Jackson's birthday, man. Big up to Mike.
Mike!
You know, so I posed the question to the streets and I posed it to you, man. You don't have to answer that right now because it's a lot. Your top 5 Michael Jackson songs, man.
Come on, man. You already. The Mike had a lot of hits, too. You can't get it wrong.
You can't get it wrong, but you got to come up with 5, man, later on in the show. You got to let me know what's your 5. I'm going to give you time to ponder about that.
Give it to you. I'm going to give it to you because, you know, I'm a Michael Jackson fan, man, until they did my dude wrong. If nobody was able to see Michael Jackson in concert, you missed it. That boy was cold. Telling you, you look like Reggie Miller as a fan in the crowd. Yeah, you be dancing and doing all the dances and everything, boy. But you know what, my top 5 Michael Jackson songs, man. Of course, number 1, man. It's just a thriller. Boy, say, Thriller was this, man, look. When you come out with a video that's doper than the song, You can't help but just, you know, that's got to be
on your top five, dog. You know what I mean? That's number one. Number two, I must say this one. It was all about the video, El Boogie. Made it look like a movie. Do you remember how we fell in love? Remember the time, boy? Hey, man, we're going to have to get some Michael Jackson on the map. I'm telling you, boy, that boy Michael Jackson was on. You know what I'm saying? So not only does Thriller do it, but remember the time.
Yeah, I remember that.
My third was, come on, man, you know, we gotta take it way back when he was really black before he started bleaching. You know, Billie Jean, hey, she just my lover. Yeah, she just a girl that she think I'm the one. You gotta listen to the song, man. You gotta read the words. You know what I'm saying? Come on, Billie Jean. You can't be the one, baby. You know what I mean? And then my all-time favorite is PYT, dog. Pretty Young Thing. Oh. We beat out the beat.
That's the
beat. Boy, you don't know nothing about no PYT. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And then, you really can't go wrong with the list, man. But my last song, man, I mean, you can toss it up to say, I mean, you know, like I said, you can't get it wrong. But, man, Off the Wall, say, man,
right.
that Off the Wall, that was jamming to me, man. I was a youngster with that Off the Wall, man. So I'm just saying, man, Mike had me, you know, shocking myself in my room trying to do, you know, the moonwalk, because I got them socks on with the starchy carpet. I'm shocking everybody doing the moonwalk in the crib. You know what I mean? So those are my top five right there, man. You can't really go wrong with the Mike jams, man. I mean, hell, Man in the Mirror make you cry if you listen to it too many times. Yeah. So, yeah, man, those are my top five Mike jams, man. You can't go wrong. If you can't name five Mike jams, you, man, look, you need to, hey, man, slap yourself.
You might get caught, you know, putting them all in your head and don't know which five you want to put out there.
Right.
it's not many, man.
That ain't fair, man.
Yeah, Mike is different. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, man. I said, I'm a later on in the show. I mean, you get yours right off the bat. I was going, you know what I'm saying, hold mine for a minute. But, yeah, man, to the people in the streets, once again, street question of the night. Once again, we want to say happy birthday to our man, you know what I mean, the king of pop, Michael Jackson. You know, what's your top five Michael Jackson songs? You got to have five. I know you got more in your archives. I know you got more. But you got to come up with your five, man. You got to come up with your five. So, yeah. But, yeah, getting back, you know what I'm saying, to the other things at hand, a lot of football was played. We really, really need to look at this weekend. The number one team in the nation plays Florida State. They play Oklahoma State. Shouldn't be that, you know, they say it's a neutral site, but it's in Jerry's world. We got one game that's intriguing, the Big Ten against the SEC, LSU and Wisconsin, that I'm really intrigued about. But when you look at it, and you look at the landscape of things, and I'm just going to, you know, look at this year right now, people's schedules came out before the playoffs. You know, they were under contract to play these games. So the playoff really isn't going to be that tough to grade. As long as you go undefeated, you're going to get in. Or if you lose one in the SEC or something like that. Next year, the 2015 season, that's when
because people are going to be starting really trying to change their schedule and see how they grade. This year is just like a trial year and see how they grade and who you need to play or, you know, if you play a top 10 school or top, you know what I mean? Because look at Alabama's schedule. They still got a couple cupcakes, you know, Florida State, even my team. Everybody still have a couple cupcakes that they have to have for money purposes so things can still be run smooth at the end. So this weekend, it's going to be very intriguing. We'll know everything in the roster. Everybody will know what's going on by Monday as far as being cut in the NFL. And then after that, it's a scramble. But who knows? They might keep him and just have him on a practice squad. It has been moved from 7 to 10 players on a practice squad. So, you know, who knows? Hey, your boy Peyton Manning. He was fine. He was fine. Eight plus thousand.
Yeah, a little bit over 8,200. You know why though? Peyton Manning got fired because after his boy Wes Welker took that hit last week, they got him his concussion. old Peyton Manning thought he was gonna lose Wes Welker, man. So he ran over to the youngster DJ Swearinger. You know, hey man, he's a rookie, and so he's just trying to lay wood, trying to make the team, El Boogie. And he made the reigning the league MVP of the game. So I like the way Peyton Manning went up and defended, you know, the fact that his guy just got laid out. And he acknowledged that, you know, hey, man, don't be doing my dude like that. He lighting the booty, you know. So, hey, man, that's the first time I ever seen Peyton Manning get fined. But, hey, at least he was in somebody's face to get fined for. Hey, shit, if anything, now, see, that's what you let slide. He's a reigning MVP. He didn't put his hands on the dude. He just went helmet to helmet with the dude. Like, hey, man, don't you do that shit no more. Oh, excuse me, don't do that no more. It's probably the first time Peyton Manning ever cussed, too.
Yeah, it was very intriguing. I'm not impressed. If you're a Denver Bronco, you're impressed because, you know, Peyton doesn't really do that, and, you know, hopefully he'll stick up. But then on the flip side, there's other guys that's been hitting. You ain't run out for them. You know, what about the, you know, I've been undercut or been pinned in the pile and dude and bust me in the mouth. You ain't came to my back. So it's a two-way thing. I mean, I guess he thought he needed to do that for his teammate and maybe send a message. He also sent a message in practice. He was very upset how the offense performed in practice last week. So, but, you know, you still got to count them in the mix in the AFC as far as going to the Super Bowl. So,
right.
Yeah. But I don't think it was a legal hit, honestly. And go ahead.
It was a good hit. It wasn't nothing wrong with the hit. You know, Wes Welker, he already little, and as he was going down, he tucked a little bit. And what are you left to do as a defensive player if the player just tucked down right when you done already committed to hitting him in a certain spot? It's nothing you can do, you know. Hey, Manny, you were wrong, but I understand. You had to take up for your teammate. I'm with you.
Yeah, that was – I committed him. Like I said, he took one for the team. I like that. We'll see how far it takes them. So they're trying to be physical, you know, and it's just very – you know, it's going to be tough. I really do see them in – you know, the New England Patriots getting there out the AFC, I don't really see them. You know, but, hey, injuries can happen. Things happen. You know, so it's going to be very interesting. Season start next week.
Man, I cannot
next
wait to start Thursday. And, El Boogie, you know it's going to be really going down. Woo! We already got the college jumping off, and, you know, it's nothing like
having college to set off the Labor Day weekend, but then just 3 days later, oh my, we got the real big boy stuff taking effect. And I mean, L Boogie, you can't start off any better than what we got on Thursday. You know what I mean? I know we're going to talk a lot more on it on Monday, but I'm just excited that preseason is over. Because now we can get to the knit, to the grid, eh? We can get to the knit, the grid, L Boogie. And everybody who didn't do so well in the preseason that went 0-for, or, you know, all those teams that went undefeated, hey, time to get your mouthpiece in, baby. It's about to go down. And I hope y'all ready, because the sniper is in full effect. It seems like he's been taking our players out of L Boogie on the substance abuse. I don't know what's going on with all these guys wanting to do this, you know, the new thing. But, ooh, it's going to be crazy. And Thursday, boy, next week, your team, Green Bay, going to Seattle. Oh, my goodness, boy. Two teams that have looked real good in the preseason. Hey, man, what a way to start the season off. I can't wait.
Yeah, we go back to the scene where we were the victims of where I'm glad it happened. Then it brought about the real referees. You know, when we got robbed on the Hail Mary pass, and they said it was a touchdown and instead of interception. I ain't going to say we got robbed because we lost.
You feel better?
Yeah. No, I'm not bitter. It's a new season. And it's going to let us know where we are
early.
We ready.
Yeah.
I have no doubt that we will be. We know we got a running game now. And I just think that with Aaron Rodgers back there, when you have a great quarterback, when I say a great quarterback, talk about the Drew Breeses. You know, your Peyton Manning, your Tom Brady's. I'm talking about them type of guys that, you know, can take your team down the field. You know what I mean? When you got guys like that, you got a chance. You know, your Russell Wilson, we're going to give him his props. Aaron Rodgers, like I said, you get a chance on the road. The thing about it is that when you play against a team like the Seattle Seahawks, you have to be ready to combat the elements. When I say that, you got to keep the game close. You know what it is when it's – I mean, I can preach and talk about the methods of how you went on the road and keeping it close. And you know the rule. Going into the game, you're down a touchdown in football when you're on the road. So, you know, you have to play,
yeah.
And you can't make it be close. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. Like I said, it's just ironic that they just coming off the Super Bowl, I mean, you know, being champions. And when we played them, it was the replacement refs. And I'm so glad it happened. It got them out of there so we can, you know, have a better refs. People thought I was going to be
you
upset.
You feel better, man.
But I was glad that it happened, man. For real, I'm telling you, bro. I was like, good. At least, because I was like, man, well, something got to happen for the real refs to come back. Then, you know, that's the only time things happen. So I'm glad it happened on national television. We the only game on, and it just showed how bad they were. And I ain't just talking about that game. I'm talking about leading up to that game. That was like, what, the third, fourth game of the season. So after that, boy, it made them get in the lab. You ready to work out a contract? What do you want?
Yeah. Well, don't worry about nothing. You just wait to see how the season starts off this season. Some of these boys got tendonitis in their elbow for throwing that yellow flag so much in the preseason, man. You better watch your back.
Man, it's crazy. I tell you, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. Man, when we come back, we're going to talk about Adrian Peterson and your boy Jerry, man. You know what I'm saying?
Don't be late.
Yeah, we're going to holler about that.
You know what I'm saying? Because if AJ ruled the world, if he ruled the world, he would want to be a cowboy. We're talking about that when we come back from the break. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of your friends. Man, it's your boy Bookie and T-Bro. Get ready for the NFL season. Kicked off college. Oh, it's frenzy. Let's go.
How much do it take to live a butter law? I call my homie Ralph up, cause his car stopped. Told him bump a new car, come grab the car lot. That way you can have convertibles and a hard top. Open up a few doors since we had a hard knock. Life, life, open up. With restaurant selects, they open up. Start a franchise, so my dog could quit wearing a fofo up on his waist like it's his pants size. Until my OG locked up, bumping ready or not. Who was just trying to do it big, but wasn't ready to die. Cop a first class with every, like, with hoes already inside. Now he can rest in peace while he alive.
Wishing I could wrap my whole fucking life right up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls, yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money, I could rule the world.
If I rule the world,
yeah, if I rule the world.
Seems life's never at a standstill, even in a photo. Thinking about the ex-girl I hold though, like would we have won it all, or would I lost it all? Like Ocho, the things I think about the most are things I never know though. Like, why don't schools teach more mathematics, less trigonometry and more about taxes? They at the chalkboard teaching us ass backwards. How about preparing us for life instead of lab rats? With a mansion that's about five floors, no more sleeping on the couches cause we got five more. With the fam that reminded me what I'm alive for, and at the same time remind me what I died for. A world where you wouldn't need sleep, that way we could catch up instead of chase dreams. And finally get the speedboat my dad always wanted. That's why I feel it coming.
Wishing I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls. Yeah, diamonds and pearls. Money, I can rule the world.
If I rule the world,
yeah, if I rule the world. If I rule the world,
if I rule the world.
It's a dream, well that's how I feel. Sometimes I gotta pinch a fat ass to see if it's real. I specifically remember, no heat in the winter. Now I supply heat for the winter. Then I skate to the beach for the winter. When it come to chips, boy, a nigga get a grip. No cleats, I'm a winner. Show love to the hoes and the freaks, I remember. Hit the club and raise hell all week for the sinners. Meet a young dentist, the menace to society. Check my sobriety, fuck hoes and varieties. Shame that these things is the reason you admire me. But I'm getting dope, man, these flows gon' retire me. Splurging all crazy, switching lanes in the rain, swerving all crazy.
Word.
Style on the dial, I've been serving y'all lately. Cheddar on Federer, ball till I fall, et cetera, et cetera.
Wishing I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls, yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money, I could rule the world.
Oh, wait. If I rule the world, might still, man, everybody still be alive, man. Everybody still be up, man. 10 toes down, hollering. You know what I mean? As we come back from the commercial break, like we said, happy birthday to the late, great Michael Jackson. You know what I mean? And Ro, you know the street question of the night was, your five top Michael Jackson songs, man. We're not talking Jackson 5. We talking Michael Jackson. We can talk about the dark-skinned Michael Jackson. We can talk about different. No, we just saying Michael Jackson. You got to have five. Bro, you get your five. No particular order.
Yeah.
You know, we say it was Remember the Time, Billie Jean.
P.Y.T.
P.Y.T.
boy. And Off the Wall.
Off the Wall. That's four.
Thriller. Boy, you thought that was another
one. Oh, yeah,
one.
Thriller. Yeah, Thriller. Yeah, man. Damn, man. And you know it's crazy. I got five, man. One of them is Remember the Time. You know, Michael Jackson, Remember the Time. I like that one. Whew. Man, it's a couple more, man. You know, Naturally Mine. Human Nature. I mean, it's a couple of them, man. I mean, Lady of My Life, Butterfly. It's, you know, Angels in the Sky. It's a lot of songs out there, man, from Mike and Dirty Diana and Man in the Mirror and Ooh-wee. Man. Yeah, man. It's a lot of songs, man. Man in the Mirror.
Yeah, I told you. You listen to that four times in a row, I guarantee you're gonna be whimpering by the end of the song after you listen to it on four times.
Oh my goodness. You gotta make that change.
you be straining and trying to get that shower voice, I'm telling you.
Oh man. But you might catch a hernia in the shower trying to sing it and shit. Yeah, man. Oh, man. I gotta go with those, man. I didn't give you my five, huh? I'm gonna give you as we continue, as we go through the show, I'll give you, you know what I'm saying, I'll give you two right now. Like I said, Remember the Time. That's one. And then, you know, number two would be, I'm going to say Off the Wall.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll give you two right there. And then after that, later on in the show, I'll give you the last three, man. You know what I mean? I got to keep you on your toes. Don't give it to them all, big fella. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, but, you know, just like I said, how Michael Jackson transcended the culture and how it was made up, man. So big shout out to Mike, man, as he's looking down on us, and you know, everybody wants to be like Mike, you know. So, and like Biggie Small said, you know, Jordan, Mike, you know what I'm saying, Jackson, Tyson. So, you know, and you know what's crazy though. We talk about Michael Jackson. What would Mike say? What type of? He got a song with Justin Timberlake. I know they played to death on the commercial with Kyrie Irving. I mean, you probably know that song by heart by now. That's the trademark USA Basketball song. So it's crazy, man. It's crazy, but I see D-Mac in the queue, man. You know what I mean? He ain't been known in a while. You know what I'm saying? He's finally back in the queue, man, just to say what's up to D-Mac. Man, we see you, baby.
That's what it is. I'm glad to see D-Mac. What's up with you, D-Mac? I see you, Root. North Park, Texas, what's the deal? I see WWDO live. It's going down, hell, buddy. You're silent. I can't wait till we get into it.
Yeah, I can't wait either. Tell you, speaking of North Park, Texas, what's up with Jerry Jones and Adrian Peterson? You know, is that tampering, him calling, you know, Jerry Jones and saying, you know, he one day wants to be a Dallas Cowboy. He just so happened to know somebody that was sitting in the press box who happened to be cool with Jerry Jones, and Jerry just happened to be in his own press box. A George Strait concert, man. How does that just so happen in Texas?
Because you know how we do, man. It's the state of Texas that you're talking about the $3.2 billion corporation, man. Don't nobody want to turn down $3.2 billion? You, first of all, everybody know Adrian Peterson from Houston, man. And you know, it wasn't that Jerry reached out to Adrian Peterson. Matter of fact, it was the opposite. It was Adrian Peterson making a phone call to Jerry Jones. And Jerry Jones with the people that was in the press box, Jerry say, hold on a minute. It's my big dog all day on the line, and I got to take this call. You know what I mean? So it ain't nothing wrong with having relationships with somebody, you know, you might just end up needing to work for. And hell, Boogie, it ain't nothing wrong with it. The only reason it's a big deal is because it was all about Jerry Jones. And y'all don't want to see us get Adrian Peterson. If we get all day, yeah, just, hey, Sundays are going to be tough for everybody. I mean, granted, we need a defense. Defense win championships, but offense win a whole bunch of games. You get Tony Romo and all day in the backfield, man, watch your mouth, man. Watch your mouth. Don't be hating because Jerry got clout. Everybody just want to hate because it's Dallas we talking about. Don't be hating. We coming back. We going to hate. We tired of not making it to the playoffs, there, Boogie. You know what I mean? We tired of people talking about us like that, man. Don't be hating because we going to get AP.
He's still on his contract.
I don't care.
For 4 years. He still has 4 years, hey. $16 million.
He can be on there for 8 years, but when it's all said and done, he gonna wear that star.
I wouldn't go get him. I let him stay at Minnesota Viking.
Nah, because man, he want to come home. Everybody coming home nowadays, man.
That don't mean you welcome home.
Yeah. Hey, all day is welcome. Any day you want to come on in.
I wouldn't. I mean, they better do the trade, the reverse trade, where they gave away all those things.
Yeah.
They need to do that trade again. But this time, Minnesota get all of the draft picks instead of Dallas for a back that's lightweight on the peak and going on the downside of his career. And I'm not taking anything from AP. He's all day.
On the downside.
Listen, bro. When I say on the downside, I mean he's up there, man. You know, running backs don't do it like that, you know, all the time. They one hit away from being out. And he's, you know, he's over A-plus season. So, not saying, he's a freak of nature or whatnot, but at this point in his career, I would, you know, if it wasn't a $16 million 4 year, if it was still 2 years remaining on the contract, I would say yes. But it's 4 years. I couldn't eat that. That's just me.
I'm taking whenever he's available. Just long as I know we going to get somebody that's going to be back there to do the damn fool. That's all I need. I need some excitement in my life, Phil Boogie. Don't try to throw, hey, don't kill my vibe, baby. I just need some excitement in my life. And Jared brings it even though we can't win nothing. He old man, look. At least that's going in the right direction. Work on the defense for the next 4 years so we can bring AP in and we'll be all straight.
Man, yes. I don't know, but like I said, see, you're like Jerry now. You didn't even answer the question. Is it Tampa?
I did answer the question. Y'all hate. Don't be hating. It ain't that wrong with having a general conversation. Everybody thinking that Jerry called all day. Man, Jerry didn't call all day. All day called us. What's wrong with having friends, man, with a lot of money?
You still took the conversation. You were supposed to hang up. AP, I can't talk to you. But how did it get back to the media, though?
See, that's my thing. Snitches, man. One of them snitches need to get beat upside the head with a club. Trying to tell all the information just because you got bad looks. That little $5,000 you got for that little information, man, it wasn't worth it. Quit trying to hate on my boy. That's all it is. Y'all hate. Y'all don't want to see us be successful no more.
Man, it's ugly.
You know it. Because you know how we do the green and gold. We be running through the green and gold.
Well, tell you what, with 112 back, we can talk a little bit. See, when you don't have your top gun, when you don't have your top gun in, you know what you do? You just sit there and you wait. You play it by your spare water. You know, you just tell the other gang, yeah, all right, wait till we get, you know what I'm saying, Too Sweet back. Yeah, he on punishment. Wait, you know what I'm saying, when you playing in your street football game and the other team beat you. And they be like, yeah, we want to be like, yeah, all right, wait till we get Too Sweet back. He going to be back. And then when he come back, then you can stick your chest out a little bit.
Right. Yeah, man, that's all it is, man. I'm just, you know, I never knew that there was a relationship between Jerry Jones and Adrian Peterson. And it just goes to let me know, L Boogie, that Jerry Jones is relevant in this league, even though, you know, so many people have opinions about how he runs his organization. From top to bottom, man, everybody knows that Jerry Jones is the man in Dallas. And it doesn't go anywhere else but through him and his son. And, man, being a fan is tough, but it makes it exciting. Because right when you thought Jerry has lost all his marbles, he brings you back with the fishing line. He lure you with the good bait. And now you want to go, you know, and swim out for that good bait, even though you're going to get caught up in it. You just don't know how it's going to turn out. But as long as we talk about Adrian Peterson, I'm good. Just let him get that star with that gray and blue on, baby, that blue and silver. You know what I mean? Hey, man, that's a tight color, man, that blue and silver with that star. Everybody wants to be a star once or twice in their life, L Boogie.
Of course, everybody want to be a star, but they can't be a star.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a lot of guys like that, man. So, you know, I hope it works out. I think it's tampering. You say there's nothing wrong with it, but you got to remember, that's not his colleague. You know, his colleague is, you know, what's my man Jim Irsay, the Rooneys, you know, those are Jerry Jones colleagues. Adrian Peterson colleagues is Tony Romo, Adrian, you know what I'm saying, Aaron Rodgers. Those are the guys you can talk to. You can't talk to an owner. That's not your colleague.
Hey. See, that's what I'm talking about. Just hating. Don't be hating.
Man,
well, How did Adrian Peterson get Jerry Jones' number? That's all I want to know.
Listen, man, you know when you up there and them situations of tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends, that's how he got the number. You know how you got the number.
Or are you looking for ways out? Because you just don't have an owner's number. You might have a coach's number or offensive coordinator number, but you don't have the top dog. Yeah, I mean, people just don't walk around with Bob Kraft's number in their phone, dog, with Jerry Jones' number in their phone, dog. Come on, man.
Got to let you know how relevant Jerry is, like you said. It's Jerry's world. And he's Texas. And when you're in Texas, how you do it? You do it big.
Do it big, baby. And watch this. Hey, it's going to come back and bite us in the ass. I'm already knowing it. Somehow, some way, yeah. When the time comes, they're going to make so much of a big deal about it. And they're going to be like, nah, man, we can't do that, man. It can't go down like that. So, I mean, they got me wishful thinking right now. Off of, you know, just the skepticism. But, hey, I'm going to lean back for a minute. I ain't going to get too hype. I'm going to lean back for a minute.
Man, it's a dirty game. And, you know, hey, even Drake got fined, man. You know, for saying, you don't get no award for that. to, to Kevin Durant. So, man, it was ugly. Yeah, it's gonna be real. It's gonna be real interesting to see what happens, man. And another thing that I really wanted.
The money.
I know. I was just about to say that, bro. I know you smell the money. It's going down. Jerry doesn't mind. Talk about it. The streets is talking. Yeah, Jerry, we know you out there. But, man, a couple questions I want to be answered, man, in the NFL going into the season. First of all, the New York Giants offense, San Francisco, a couple teams that I'm concerned about as we go into, as I've been watching all the preseason games. San Francisco, the New York, Giants, you know, how their offense is going to perform after they, you know what I'm saying, is, you know, from having an elite quarterback, so to speak. So, you know, either it's playoff or bust with Eli. If he get in the tournament, they'll win it all, but he has to get there. So we'll see. You know what I mean? Colin Kaepernick didn't do too well. You know, plus with Smith out, it makes a difference. And, you know, it's going to be very interesting. The Arizona Cardinals, they lost Donnell Dockett. You know, how their front seven is going to hold up now, losing those guys with Washington being suspended for the season. You know, and AFC, the distraction of the Bell and the Blunt got running back crew. Will that affect Pittsburgh going into the season? So it's going on. Wes Welker, can Denver still offense still perform well with him being out? You know, will they still run like a well-oiled machine, or with Wes being concussed, you know, being concussed so many times, is it over with? I think he needs to retire after that one. It's a wrap, you know. It's a wrap.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. What I learned, you know, from my son having his concussion, hey, when you get the fourth one, they shut you down for good. And I believe that Wes Welker is that was number three that he got during the preseason last week. So if he don't want to retire on his own, they're going to make him retire, Boogie, because the way things are going nowadays, especially with the concussions and how everybody's looking at, you know, the concussion situation, yeah, they're going to shut him down, man. So I hope that he can, you know, sustain by making it through the season. But, yeah, he be taking some big hits, El Boogie, and I know that he's a small dude. And as he's going down to you know, try to get out of harm's way, he's definitely putting himself more in danger of trying to, you know, survive the hit. But it is what it is. Wes Welker, hey, man, you might want to start, I don't know, preparing yourself, save some of them checks, because it might not be too much longer before they have to tell you you got to shut it down.
Man, yeah, he's going to be living off the wall, man. That's my third one, man, off the wall. He's going to be living off the wall, man. He don't even know what's going to be happening.
Right.
Living off the wall?
Oh.
Yeah.
You don't want to be like, what was the quarterback for the Chicago Bears back in the day? Jim McMahon?
Yeah, you don't want to be like Jimmy.
Yeah, I don't want to be a Jim McMahon player. Forgetting all everything and can't remember what just happened 3 minutes ago.
You always got to write notes to yourself while you're sitting there. Man.
Twiddling your thumbs.
Dirty game. He's not going to be able to enjoy the harvest of his labor going into the next parts of his life, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what's going to be, you know, that's what's crucial about that. And, you know, they changed the rules, and just like with that situation not being a defender's fault, it happens. You know, it happens. So, you know, hopefully quick recovery to all those guys, man. Sam Bradford, you know, what are the Rams going to do now? You know, we know they had that good defense, but now it's really trouble. We already had a question mark with, you know what I'm saying, Sam Bradford, but now Sean Hill is at the helm, man. You know, so what's going to happen with the Rams? There's a lot of questions. You know, if you want to answer those questions or answer questions about your team. You know what I'm saying? Julio Jones, he's back with the, you know what I'm saying, with the Falcons down there. So will they, you know, contend for a playoff spot? Cam Newton, his injury and the depletion of his team, will they still make the playoffs? So questions to be answered as we enter the NFL season, which the Super Bowl will be played at, you know, University of Phoenix Stadium, man, in Phoenix, Arizona, which we will be there. Oh! Oh, the streets is talking, baby. You know what I mean? We want to go to commercial. When we come back, man, we're going to get with D-Mac. You know what I mean? Get with T-Day Red, our peoples. You know what I mean? Brothers from another mother, man. It's so hot tonight, man. It's Friday. It's frenzy. You know what I mean? Back in the backyard in the cookout, baby. East 93rd. You know what I mean? Oh, because it's a thriller. Thriller. I'm going to keep my days out, man. And I'm going to keep telling a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. You already know, man. T-Row, L Boogie, we in the studio coming to you live, man. I'm via satellite out here in Cleveland, man, still trying to nurse and rehab this old Achilles heel, man. You know what I mean? When we come back, we're going to discuss, man. You know, it's some other things that we need to talk about, like I told you. Michael Jackson, man. Oh, it's his birthday today. We hyped tonight, man. Mike Jack edition. You know what I mean? Because we like to party. We was grilling. You know what I mean? Special juice going around. You already know, man. We partying in these parts. You know what I mean? Let's do it. Special shout out to everybody in the backyard, man. I got Boo. I got Zeke. You know what I mean? I got Jay. Oh, it's Frenzy. D-Dunk. Oh, it's Frenzy tonight. Let's go.
Resemble Sade, imported her in from Raleigh and pulled up into the valet. The boy dropped the keys, trying to sneak a peek at that body. See, this that time of the week, she like to freak a leak and get naughty. Therefore, I like to thank God and Ice Cube for Friday, cause la-di-da-di.
Fuck niggas over there, but they worry about me. I got a homeboy named Butter and another homeboy, that nigga named Cheese. Fuck with me, baby, I make it milk till it drip down your knees. Spit this shit for real low, brain real low. Kiddo say he looks up to me, this just makes me feel old. Never thought that we could become someone else's hero. Man, we were just in the food court, eating God's gift rolls. Yesterday, that's the way, every single morning I try to pray. Grandma and them, they never forgot, nothing else really mean nothing to me. I ain't studying the beat, talking to me. So why you fucking with me? Move on, ain't nothing to see. Always from the song, I'm the wrong, off the rip, cause of him, all of them will remember, but the men, not they fell in love with rap, black like having your cousin back, blue like when that rent is due, cream like when I'm loving you.
Big shouts out to everybody checking us out on the web. Once again, you know, it's your boy L Boogie and T-Ro coming to you live, man. We be doing what we do. You know what I mean? WWDO Radio. We'll see you out there, man. Labor Day weekend for everybody that got the 3-day weekend. Please be careful. I know you're going to be partying big, but, you know, get you a designated driver, man. Make sure you do it the right way. You know what I mean? And big shouts out to everybody that's going to be doing their thing, you know, traveling. Be careful on that road. Don't get hurt, because we definitely going to need to see you and hear from you on Monday. You know, big things. The NFL season starts on Thursday. College season started yesterday. We got a couple of ass whoopings. Boy, I tell you, I love week one to about week three, because some of these guys be flip-flop, and some of these teams just be putting up big numbers. And I gotta ask you, L Boogie, before we get to Big Brother D Mac.
Can you hear me?
Football, man, for the University of USC, we had a player who actually lied about how he sprained his ankle, and the young fella's name is Josh Shaw out there at the University of Southern California. He said that he hurt his ankle diving off a balcony to save his nephew. And then a couple days later, all hell, Boogie, all hell, then hit the fence. He didn't been caught in the lie, had his family talking about this and that, bagging him up. Hell, Boogie, now he's been suspended indefinitely from the team. Number one, does he get a shot to come back after lying the way that he lied? And number two, what kind of impact does this do for USC with the new coach, Steve Sarkisian?
Can you hear me, Rob?
I can hear you, baby.
Man, it sounds fishy about that, you know what I mean? For him to just go off the deep end to give a flabbergasted story like that, I don't know what he was thinking. You know, you know, with this social media and everything, it was bound to come out. You know, him being a senior, him being a, you know, co-captain, and now for him to be suspended indefinitely, and for another kid to transfer and to come out and say that the head coach is kind of like a slave master, and that was very, very timely. You know what I mean? So, it's not going well down there in Southern Cal on Watts Avenue.
Yeah, especially with the second, you know, incident that involves Steve Sarkisian with, you know, how the guy called him a racist and he just quit the team. I don't know what's going on, L Boogie, in Southern California, but I think you bring in a new coach to get rid of all the bad vibes. If you wanted to, you should have kept the coach who did what he did last year as an interim coach. Now you're dealing with this, and I don't think this may have been a good move to hire Steve Sarkisian. You should have stayed with the old school player who had been part of the, you know, part of the. Of the coaching staff as long as he was before you decided not to go with him. So I don't understand, L Boogie. It's going to be I think USC is in trouble. And then being in the Pac-12,
there are a lot of teams that can give you problems.
Yeah, man, that wasn't good. That wasn't very very good for the program, and for that kid to come out and say that, it's not good for recruiting processes coming up as well. So we'll see what it takes them. You know, I got a game against Fresno State. Should be a winnable game, but with this distraction, we'll see. I have issues, all you know, as far as offensively, scholarships, you know, with the probation things coming down. So it's looking kind of bleak up in USC, but we'll see what type of heart they got, man. They should be okay, though.
Not in the Pac-12. They about to get blasted. You can't start no conference play with some baggage, L Boogie, especially when you're a new coach coming into the system. And if you can't get them right before week one, and you still have problems like what we seeing with USC, man, it makes it hard to come out. You know, it's like quicksand, L Boogie. It's hard to come out of that sand once you've been sunk. You can't swim out of there that quick.
Yeah.
Need somebody to pull you out.
Right. It's ugly, man. Yeah, it's ugly. Especially when you're going through the process as a parent or whoever's legal guardian, and him to come to you and tell you that, what do you do with this Mike Brown situation and all the stuff that's going on? I don't know what would you think. And I don't think this is the first time. You know what I mean? He's had a couple situations. So it's just the streets, man. And you have to be careful when you're picking these schools and picking these coaches. So was he the guy? Everybody thinks so. But we'll see. You know, this is where the tough test is going to come in right now. A lot of adversity. We'll see how tough he is.
Yeah, we're gonna definitely see. It'll be here before we know it. You better get it right. That's all I know. Got to get
Man.
It right. Come on, USC. Can't start off the season like this. But then again,
Man.
Go ahead. Because I really want the Arizona State Sun Devils to do something bad.
Let me tell you this, though. Getting back to the guy, my man Josh Shaw. You've been on a college campus. You've been at pool parties. You know something fishy happened for him to jump off the balcony or get pushed off the balcony and sprain his ankle severely. Now, you know, nephew who drowned. If nobody by that pool, then they going to the, you know what I'm saying? That was the thing. Oh, he's about to drown. Nobody watching him. Oh, we about to get social service involved. So he had to change up his story real quick. Let's keep it real. So, Josh, you know, something happened, man. Real fishy, you know what I'm saying, for him to be jump from a second-story floor. Second story balcony, man. So, yeah, man. Enough of us, man. Let's get to the asylum, man. Who we got coming in first tonight, man?
Oh, man, you know we got to take it out to our big brother first, man. We ain't heard from him in a while. And, you know, when you're taking care of family and doing what you do, sometimes you have to be away from situations. So, you know, without any further ado, we're going to definitely get to our big brother out there because I know he got a lot to talk about, especially with the college football season starting and the preseason being over with. Yo, big brother D-Mac, what's up with it, baby? It's your boys T-Ro and L Boogie straight from the streets. What's happening this season?
Man, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
Oh, man, just maintaining.
Well, we won't
catch
them. Oh, man. Just chilling, man, you know, sitting around the grill, man, in the streets, man. You know, with the Green Eye Band, I got Zeke, I got Jamar, man, I got Dunk, and I got, you know what I'm saying, Earl, man, just in the backyard, man, on 93rd, and I ain't even going, And I ain't even going to say the street because then I'll be snitching. So we're going to keep it.
We're
on 93rd and Eastern, man.
Right by the pickup stop.
Yeah.
Send me a plate.
Yeah,
I like red beans and white. I like real and chicken.
What's up? Hey, what? We right by the liquor store. 4th District. We got to go hard. 216. Like I am 216.
Tell everybody I'm saying what's up, man.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. You know I got the studio bumping, man. I got the microphone. They hear you. Yeah, so, man, what's up, man? You're Brown. They start the season against the Pittsburgh Steelers. What's your chances? And, you know, just tell us, man, what else is on your mind. But I had to throw that question in there first, man.
Well, you know me, man. I've been on the shelf for a minute. You know what I'm saying, with the school and everything. This is my first weekend that I have free. So of course, a free weekend. I got to get to the streets, man. I got to get to my big bros, man. I got to plug y'all in. I got to listen to y'all. This is my first time not having no homework or nothing like that, so I had to listen to my big bros, man. You know what I'm saying? I had to shoot you a Kite L Boogie, kick you, man, because I miss my guys a lot, man. So, you know, just to the world, you know what I'm saying, D-Mac still here. I ain't going nowhere. I got 9 weeks left, baby, 9 weeks, man. So,
hold it down, baby.
So it's going good, man. 58 days, man, then we'll be going from there. But I have been checking out a little sports here and there. And I don't know, L Boogie. I mean, I don't know what Pittsburgh still is doing, man. But, I mean, I kind of like the two double quarterback thing, what they talking about doing, man. Hey, man, Johnny Money look like a young Brett Favre, man. I know I wish Dallas Cowboys had them right now, but, you know, I'm glad he with the Cleveland Browns, man. I mean, he look a little squirmish out there, but, man, the dude, hey, man, he makes it happen, man. Johnny Money makes it happen, so I think you need to definitely use them two dudes, man. Our defense, of course, is A1. Lockdown, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, man, I mean, I think we gonna make some noise, not no major noise, you know what I'm saying? Nothing major, because of course Josh Gordon, which is a whole nother subject. I mean, this guy, I hate to be hating on you tonight, man, but he's another guy that. He got that Dallas syndrome, man. I don't know if he's from Dallas, Texas or whatever, man, but he bringing all that Michael Irvin, all that crap to Cleveland, man. But, you know, it is what it is. Hey, we knew it was gonna happen. Johnny Money would have did a lot better yesterday, but of course we got a lot of receivers dropping the ball. Which we had with a lot of other quarterbacks, you know what I'm saying? We got a lot of receivers dropping the ball. So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I feel you, D-Mac. Yes, the Dallas Cowboys do wish we had Johnny Money after it's all said and done, but we don't. And, you know, Josh Gordon, he's not from Dallas. He's from the outside part. You know, he's from the burbs, as y'all would call it. He's from the burbs, you know what I mean? But, yeah, man, he ain't got what Michael Irvin got. Don't be mad at the youth for wanting to, you know, be on that good. Hey, the good is still tasting bad, you know. They don't know nothing about no blue dream, you know. All these names making them lose their mind. They want the latest, hottest, you know. Now let me ask you this, D-Mac. Are you surprised that they selected Brian Hoyer over Johnny Money now that the preseason is over and we're getting ready for week one?
I'm definitely not surprised about that, T, for the simple fact, you know, but the little stuff that I have been keeping up with, Johnny Money is not real good with the playbook. I think that still a little bit that I have been seeing. Johnny Money, I mean, Hoyer seems like he has a little bit more control of the team. He seems a little bit more under control out there, more patient where, you know, we still see Johnny Money running around, scrambling, making plays, do what he do. And at the end of the day, in the NFL, you know, you can't do that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he makes plays. Johnny Money do his thing. I think they can use him sometimes. Depending on what our record is and what we do this season, you know, going to determine his status and, you know, how much he's going to get in the game. But I'm cool with Hoyer being the quarterback. I think he moves the team a little bit better.
Let me ask you this. This is a two-part question, D-Mac, about the St. Louis Rams. Number one, Michael Sam is still on the roster. There are five more cuts to be made. Does Michael Sam make the cut? And what does the St. Louis Rams do now that they lose Sam Bradford again for the whole season for the second year in a row?
Hey, he another one, man. Sam Bradford, I thought he was a decent player coming up, but, I mean, it's looking like, you know, his health is suspect. I don't know if he in the gym like he should be or just, you know, these little injuries out, but, I mean, it's time to look for another quarterback. You know what I'm saying? I heard that they're looking for Sanchez to come in there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I would love to see, you know, which that's not going to happen, but the Mike Vick. I was thinking just because it's St. Louis and all the drama they have in Missouri with Ferguson County and stuff, why not go get Tim Tebow and bring Tim Tebow in there? Because I think Tim Tebow will fit in good with St. Louis. You know what I'm saying? But Sam, I checked him out a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You know, the times I get on. I heard early this morning when I got up that he wasn't going to make the roster and this and that. But, I mean, this dude in preseason with the starters and everybody was the lead sack. You know what I'm saying? He had like five sacks. And, I mean, his stats that he put up in the preseason, I mean, was better than your starters, you know what I'm saying? And then I heard something about a teacher said that, you know, if he wasn't making the team, it wasn't going to be on special teams. But I see why he wouldn't make the team, man. I mean, from what I see, just like a lot of other rookie players preseason, I mean, he did what he had to do. I feel that he earned his spot. I'm not up on St. Louis Rams or all like that, but I think that he did adjust being a second-string, third-string player, and I know it's preseason, but I think the dude did things that should help him make the roster.
Very good point. That was a good point.
Hey, Boogie, hit mute, man. We don't want to hear you, me, and T talking.
No doubt.
Drew, tell him we talking, man. We don't want to hear this sound on 93rd, man. We talking to the world right now.
He having a good time trying to get the barbecue sauce on the ribs. Hey, D-Mac, let me ask you this. The USA Basketball, they little, you know, the World Tour begins tomorrow, and look pretty good with the players, with the 12 that we have on the roster. Made some surprising cuts. I can't believe that Damon Lillard got cut, you know, from the Team USA. What are your expectations of Team USA as we go into this FIBA World Championship?
I don't really care for the roster that much because, I mean, Kevin Durant, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he said he left because of certain reasons and stuff. I didn't agree with that, you know what I'm saying, because LeBron James and Carmelo and Kobe and these type of guys, they, like, held it down for the last couple of years. But I think players like John Wall, Damon Lillard, these guys didn't make the squad, man. I don't understand that. Just, I mean, by your, you know, your player that's coming in within themselves and, you know, making noise in the league, man. I mean, I don't understand the John Wall. I don't understand the Damon Lillard. But, I mean, I know we got Kyrie. You got Steph Curry. But I don't know, man. I truly feel in my heart, man. I hate to say it, man. I'm on that chef type stuff right now, man. That Mr. Controversy, man. I feel that they might get upset by somebody. Who they gonna get upset by? I don't know because you know D-Mac ain't been in you know the sports world all like that. Only when I listen to my big brothers, you know, the streets. But I think they might get upset, man. I mean, I don't really hear no other like star players like you know the Paul Gasols, Ginobili, these guys playing the Tony Parkers because a lot of the organization is keeping the players back. So I mean, we might be able to pull it out, but at the end of the day, you know, man, I'm not real secure like with like you know when we had LeBron James. Kobe Bryant, Kevin Durant, Carmelo Anthony, Dwight Howard. Yeah. You know, I was confident, like, they going to go in there and they going to do their thing. This team right here, I'm not confident. And D-Rose ain't played in what, a year or two? And he makes the squad over these guys that have been playing and been holding it down since he done set out. And I hate to see this dude... I don't wish bad on nobody to get hurt again. Chicago gonna regret that, man. If something happened to him, he should be staying in there. He should be sitting out, rehabbing still, waiting for the season to start.
No, I totally disagree. I think that he needs to be playing to get himself back together for the season because you hate to get him in the season and him catching the rhythm then. Let him catch the rhythm now.
That's practice for. You know what I'm saying? He could have came to Cleveland and played well with Earl Wiggins. Could have went down on Huff or something that's a little bit more secure. You know what I'm saying? So you don't need to be playing in the World Basketball Championship, Boogie. I don't agree with that.
Let's be honest. He's better than those other guys. He's better than Damian Lillard. Let's be honest. He's better than him, man. Those guys, listen, Damian Lillard doesn't play defense, man. He's better than those guys. But D-Mac, the street question of the night is Michael Jackson's birthday, your top five Michael Jackson songs of all time, man. I know it's a lot, but you got to give us five. Michael Jackson song. It can't be with the Jackson 5. They got to be Mike. Him solo. No new generation. No none of the, you know what I'm saying, none with that, but just him by himself. You got to give me your top five.
Hey, I'm going to start with number one and work it down, big bro. Hey, my number one Michael Jackson song from D-Mac is Billy Jean. The real world, baby. You know what I'm saying? Billie Jean is number one. Number two is Thriller. Thriller with it. You know what I'm saying? From the jacket with all the zippers and all that crap. Hey, that was it, man, back in 1987, man. 88. You know what I'm saying? When he came out with I'm Bad, oh, man, Mike was all the way on point, man. I said, okay. Hey, when he had the little spectrums coming down in front of him and stuff. See, I like that. Hey, and my last one, man, for my big brother, man, my fifth song is when they had one of the best point guards that L. Boogie loves, his favorite player, was in the video. It was Big King Tut. You know what I'm saying? Eddie Murphy was in it, man. What's the name of that song, Boogie?
Remember the time.
Remember the time, baby.
There you go, baby. Remember the times. Had Magic in there, Eddie Murphy, man. That's it, man. I love y'all, man. I miss y'all, man. No hard work. I'm all in. Hey, Monday, Labor Day, I'll be chiming in, man. I love y'all guys. I miss y'all, man. The streets,
no
work.
Doubt.
That's
no
what
doubt.
It is, Big Brother D-Mac. Welcome back home, baby.
Oh, man. You know, as we talk about these songs, man, I got guys in the streets, man. They over here doing the Thriller videos. They singing the song.
You're talking about that Thriller,
man. Oh, man. Oh, man, they going crazy over here, man. It's crazy. It's frizzy. They said Billie Jean, too, though, man. It's a consistency with Billie Jean. Oh, man. But the, like you said, the lyrics of Billie Jean was cold. You said that I am the one. But the kid is not my son. Don't think twice. You know, Mike made Flush the style to make sure your socks was clear, your socks was glowing, man. To make sure your socks was, you had the Argyle socks. You wanted to, hey, Mike was wearing skinny jeans back in 82, please. You know what I mean? With the penny loafers, man. With the, hey, you was the coldest if you had quarters in there. If you had more than a dime or a penny, you thought you was sold, man. It's the streets, man. We have 93rd. When we come back, we're going to get with T-Mix. And you know it's Freestyle Friday, T-Row, Air Boogie, WWDO Radio. Oh, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Let's go. I ride for my niggas. Fuck them other dead. I'm a ride for my motherfucking niggas. Most likely I'm a dad with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And I ain't going in. It's on with my niggas. My nigga, dope boys, my nigga. My nigga, YG, my nigga. My nigga, rich homie, my nigga. My nigga, it's the motherfucking world. You know I'm down with the niggas down for me. I got two words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my nigga sipping on a half a beat. When we used to hit our water and buy everything we see. Me and my down ass nigga getting twisted. Nigga get the trippy, knock the gravy out your biscuits.
My nigga front of me, he the reason I'm straight. My nigga got a house, my nigga got a lake. My nigga weak, my nigga get a plate. And I'm still here and listen, my nigga. My nigga off a nigga shit, my nigga. I fuck a nigga bitch, my nigga. If a nigga talk shit, then he ain't my nigga. YG, my nigga, and I ain't going in there trying to leave my nigga.
Hey, we grill, but it ain't George Foreman. Hey, Jay told me to say that, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. You know what I mean? We got the grill going, man. We had to, you know what I'm saying? You know how we do back at in AZ, man. It just trickulated down here, man. We just still kicking it for the Green Eye birthday. You know what I mean? We didn't tick it all the way to the weekend. It's frenzy. You know what I mean?
Green Eye, what's up, motherfucker? That's my dog right there, boy.
Oh, yeah, he hear you.
Yeah, man. Let's go to T Nick, man, before we get into this Freestyle Friday real quick, man. I know we, you know, sit on the time, man. So let's get up with T Nick right quick, man.
Man, you know what it is. It's the host with the most that, you know, when he calls in, he got something to say. It's time to read up. You know what I'm saying? So Uncle Salty, it's time for the Uncle Salt Show to go down on the streets, man. And I know he probably feeling some type of way, man. Hey, yo, Uncle Salt, you ready to get it in this evening?
I'm ready, brother. How you doing, man?
Man, we good. You know, I can't wait to ask you the question of the night, but I'm going to get to it a little bit later, man. But,
I already get to it now. You ready?
Yeah, no, we going to save it. We going to save it for the end because, you know, already got people standing up doing their thing. Let me ask you, big brother, the preseason is over. Season starts Thursday. We got the Green Bay Packers going up to Seattle, man. What was your thoughts about the preseason as a whole?
Man, I'm being honest with you. Preseason should be two games, and that's it. Two games, and let's get to it. Too many folks get hurt, man, and get carted off. And not only that, you want to charge us, the fans, maximum game ticket for a preseason game. And we only going to see these dudes for a couple of minutes. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
That's how I feel about it. You know, I tell you what you're going to do. If you're going to play these preseason games, you cut it down half price. Every ticket should be half price. And that's all I'm saying. You cut every ticket half price, and we'll show up. But other than that, I'm not trying to go and see somebody play two series and then be gone. You know what I'm saying? You know, and we all know the preseason games this weekend ain't no starters playing. Ain't nobody playing but the dudes who are trying to win a job. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
To tell you the real, the last preseason game should be free of anything. And we're about to see some nobodies. Man, we're about to see some nobodies. You know what I'm saying? Nobodies. We ain't going to – look, I ain't going to lie to you. Right now, I'm looking at the – it might be a replay. The Steelers in Carolina. Their quarterback is number 9, and his last name is Wing. Who in the hell is he and where he come from? You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, man. So, but other than that, man, you know, I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all. If Michael Sam was just a regular dude, he'd be cut by now. But since he came out and said that he liked me and he liked to kiss the boys, they're going to keep him on the team. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
What, he going to stay with St. Louis?
Man, he going to stay with St. Louis because he can't, you know, he played in Missouri, man. It's a good look for them. And that's all I'm saying. They ain't going to keep no dude to come out and say, I like white women. They ain't going to keep him. You know what I'm saying? They ain't going to keep no dude to come out and say, I like flat booty women. They ain't going to keep him. You know what I'm saying? But since he came out and said, I like to kiss the boys, they want to keep him. You know what I'm saying? But, you know. It is what it is. There's two folks you don't want to mess with. You don't want to mess with the Rainbow Warriors, and you don't want to mess with Peter. So they're going to show up, and they're going to protest on you. You don't want to mess with either one of them.
Hey, now let me ask you. Hey, Uncle Salty, let me ask you, man. Is it bad that Jerry Jones had a conversation with Adrian Peterson because L. Boogie seems to think that there's a problem with that, man?
Ain't no problem, man. Jerry Jones is Texas, and so is Adrian Peterson. Oklahoma just happened to come in there and steal him from the state of Texas is what happened. You know what I'm saying? That boy right there is Texas bred, Texas fed. We all know that. You know what I'm saying? He like Ricky Williams and all the other great running backs that come out of the state of Texas, man. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. The problem is the old boy who was the Texas coach, I forgot his name because he already retired by now. But the old dude, he let Pete slip out. Yeah, he let Pete slip out. Stoops came in and swooped him. You know what I'm saying? That's all it was. You know what I'm saying? Stoops came in and swooped him. And then when you come in and you can swoop the greatest back of Texas history, you know what I'm saying, out of your own backyard to go to Oklahoma, you know what I'm saying, that y'all had to go against the Red River rivalry, you know what I'm saying? Hey, like the lady said in a reality show my wife was watching the other day, lay in the coffin and kill yourself. That's what it is. That's what it is. That's Uncle Saucy talking.
I love it. I love it.
Hey,
all right. Now, we're going to college football.
Go ahead. I'm with you.
We're going to college football. Do you think Texas A&M found the answer with Kenny Hill taking over now that Johnny Money's in the league? What did you think about Kenny Hill's performance yesterday for Texas A&M?
You know what? Damn Kenny Hill. Texas A&M lost their starting quarterback, their star receiver. Both of them went in the first round. They started left tackle. He went in the first round. And not to mention some other dudes. You know the only common denominator out of all that is Kevin Sumlin, the brother, the coach.
Right.
The black coach. It's time to get that man some props. Damn anything else. That dude right there can coach. And I don't give a damn about what nobody else say. That dude can coach. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's seen him going into South Carolina and whipping up on old bar coach ass. He stomped a mud hole in him yesterday. That's the brother, man. It's time for us to give it up to the brother. Damn the players, damn the scheme, damn the school. Give it up to the brother, man. Kevin Sumlin. I'm giving it up. I'm tipping my hat to him.
Uncle Sumlin.
That's what it is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
D. Spoyer gave it up to him.
You damn
yes,
right. And that ass whooping, you better. Shit. Hey.
And
hey,
I agree with you.
After that ass whooping.
I agree with you on the, like I posed the question to the world, is it, you know what I'm saying, it has to be the system. You know what I'm saying? You got to give, you know what I'm saying, Sullivan his prize because when somebody is gone, he plugged them in, man. And it didn't matter if they were still in the Big 12 or going to the SEC. They thought it was going to be a problem, but he adjusted real well, man. Like you said, you got to give that guy credit. He making them guys relevant.
Hey, you know what? I ain't going to lie to you, man. I think my boy Strong. You know what I'm saying? Even though I ain't a big fan of his, you know, coming from Louisville, I think he's going to do the same thing in Texas. You know what I'm saying? I think he's going to do the same thing because it's time for them to bow down, you know what I'm saying, like the West Coast Connect, you know what I'm saying, the West Side Connect. It's time to bow down to these brothers that can coach. Give them the real deal. Don't treat them like, what's my brother name who was at Notre Dame and then he went out to Stanford? What's his name?
Montgomery.
Don't treat him like Ty, because Ty didn't have what these guys got. These guys got money behind them. And when you go to Texas, you got that oil money. You know what I'm saying? You got that long money, that old money, like we like to say. You got that old money. So they got old money behind them, and them two dudes about to wreck shop. I'm telling y'all right now, man, them two dudes right there is going down. You know what I'm saying? I just pray to God that they don't go to the NFL and mess up their career. Stay in college. Make your name like Steve Spurrier and all them other dudes. Well, Spurrier jumped to the Redskins or whatnot. But stay in college, man, and get your coins and get your money and stay there and make your name, make your history, and then be out. You know what I'm saying? You see these old Caucasian coaches, they stay at these schools forever. They get statues and all kind of, you know what I'm saying, privileges and points and money and everything else. Man, these two dudes, I'm telling you, Charlie Strong and Kevin Sullivan or something, I may be pronouncing his name wrong, but those two dudes right there, man, stay in college, man, and get your money. Because those two programs right there, I'm telling you, man, it ain't going to be this year for Charlie Strong, but next year, better watch out. Big 12 better watch out.
Hey, top five Michael Jackson songs at that time.
Man, I'm a Michael Jackson freak. You know what I'm saying? Even my kids love Michael Jackson. And I got so many that's just, that you know, that I can just say honorable mention, like Lady of My Life. You know what I'm saying?
Don't you go nowhere.
You know what I'm saying? You know, like y'all said, Off the Wall, Beat It, Thriller. You know what I'm saying? Smooth Criminal, Walk With You. You know what I'm saying? Hey. Rock With You, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, Leave Me Alone, Do You Remember the Time? But those are honorable mentions. But me, my number five, I got a tied number five.
I
make make me feel, and you are not alone. That's my
They tied number five for me.
What about
guys that said you are not alone?
They tied number five, man. Oh, you are not alone? Oh, my God.
Oh,
the way you made me feel? Oh, you serious? You know what I'm saying? They tied for five. I couldn't leave one of them out. My number four, you know what I'm saying? Mama say, Mama Sa, Mama Kusa. Starting something. You want to be starting something. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you could say that anywhere on anything. You want to be starting. You want to be starting something. Oh, you serious? Are you serious? You know what I'm saying? I got to agree with y'all with Man in the Mirror. Because Man in the Mirror, like you said, man, the end of the song, man, you can be geeked up, whatever, man. It make you want to shed a tear at the end of that damn song. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell y'all my number two. Because my number one, y'all going to be cool with that. Y'all know what number one is. But my number two is human nature. That's me.
Human nature.
The best part is saying, why do they do me that way? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's it. But like you said, you just said it, Boogie, on the last segment. Billie Jean is number one, tops, because my man said the kid ain't my son. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
My man said that she's not my lover. In other words, I ain't lay down with her. I ain't hit that from the back, and that ain't my kid. That's what he was saying, but he just said it. He just said it in a nice way.
I'm hitting it, but that ain't me.
Hey, look. I'm going to tell y'all. What really sold me on that song was the video when he got in bed with her and then he laid down and it disappeared. That means I was here, but I wasn't here.
Just
that's all I'm saying. Look, one quick thing, man. Do y'all know that Thriller only had 9 songs? Do y'all know that?
Yep.
The album was only 19 minutes long each? No. Hold on. The album is only 42 minutes long, whether you know it or not. Believe it or not. 9 songs is only 42 minutes. And 42 minutes is 3 2 short songs. You know what I'm saying? That's 3 2 short songs. 42 minutes. Mike did 9. Greatest selling album of all time, man. I appreciate y'all taking my call, man. You know what I'm saying? Make sure I tell a friend to tell a friend. And make sure Michael Jackson tells his girlfriend that the kid is not my son.
That's what I'm saying,
dog.
You know we love you, man. We'll all let your son. You know that.
We'll see you soon, big job.
That's what we do, man. The whole son, the sports officials, man. Like the T. Nick, man. Uncle Saucy, Nilly Neil, man. Mitch, man. You gotta check out the ranch, and you know. Heaven old, man. The OG scorekeeper, man. Hey, Boogie, we got 2 minutes. What you about to do?
Man, it's time to hit the freestyle. You know what I mean? It was the Green Eye Brothers. Oh, man, here we go. I'm coming at you. Man, it was the Green Eye Birthday. Man, we kicked it. Oh, man, you missed it. Everybody clicked it. It's a classic. We going downtown. Man, you Johnny Manziel, you know it's going down. Show up your fingers and show the money. I don't know if it's going to be a clown, but niggas acting funny. I don't care what they're going to say in the street. When Meek's cooking up that dope, man, because we got to eat. Man, I'm a Cleveland boy. So you already know, man, I'm a thieving boy. And you know I'm always believing, boy. And you know I got that raw. And Boo Meek's right hand, but I'll cook it southpaw. I ain't tripping, man. I'm a brother law. What you seen, you really ain't saw. Thanks, man, and I let you know before. All these guys around me, man, they coming through with 1, 2, 3s, and 4s. And you know what they blowing. Oh, man, you know we ain't showing. But I tell you one thing. Niggas in Cleveland ain't never dick blowing. Oh, I'm out of here.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about, baby. Yeah, you had to double up from last week. I like that.
Man, big shout out, man. WWDO Radio, man. Shout out to everybody checking us out on the web once again. You know, everybody checked in. D-Mac, it was good to hear from you again, man. North Park, Texas, stand up. You know how we get down, man. It's getting hot out here in Arizona, man. You know how we do. Shout out to my son. We're going to hoop in the morning. We're going to get it in, man. Go see the doctor. You know. Big shout out to Texas, too. Rue, I see you, baby. Hell Boogie, we got some shout out. Hey, happy birthday to the Green Eye, man. You Green Eye motherfucker. That's my dude. Everybody at the barbecue, man, send me a plate. I like corn, barbecue, baked beans. I like all that too, man. Send me some chicken.
No doubt, no doubt. Bro, we got you. We got you a piece of chicken on the side, man. Get here and get on that flight, man. Let's go. You know what I mean? Shout out to Billy King High School, man. You know what I'm saying? First victory yesterday. They blew them out 56-13, man. It was 41-2 at the end of the first, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to Glenville tonight, man. Hopefully my little cousin Milan, he got off tonight, man. Shout out to Glenville. You know what I'm saying? Heaven on you. Steve, DeMar, Earl, the birthday boy, your boy, your boogie, man. OG, man, we purging out here, baby. I don't know what you doing, but I'm purging. You know what the time it is. Shout out to C-Rose, Sid Rue. I see you, baby. Everybody down there in Milwaukee, my man's in there. Man, we doing it. Let's go.
Let's go, Oklahoma State. Put the fuck up there. Florida State don't want it. Yeah, put me out on the dashboard.
Picture is rolling.
Move to the side a little bit so you can get a clear picture. Can you see it? Picture me rolling. Yeah, nigga. Hey, but peep how my niggas like, dude. Get some back.
I got keys coming from overseas. Cost a nigga 200 G's. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flaws, cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate a steady swangin'. Make me wanna start bang bangin'. So I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change. Packin' 40 glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sitting on remand, running back lacks the Chevys on the roam. 96 big body sitting on chrome. As we head up out the zone, stone facing his own. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple B's and my pockets bulging. It's hard to imagine. Picture me rolling.